Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I'm Jane and I am a recovering overeater. And I'd like to pause and breathe right now before I begin my share. And I want to think of all of any newcomer that is here at our meeting. It's not my meeting, it's our meeting. We're a group. And I also would like to reflect and think of the still sick and suffering who are battling this compulsive disorder that we have, these compulsive behaviors. I'm a 65-year-old woman living in Massachusetts. I live in the same house for the last 64 years. So I haven't gone too far, and I've led a sheltered life, and I've been single, and I've been in relationships, no children. And my HP, if you will, has always been a part of me right from the get-go. Honestly, I did a meditation once and I actually got to the point where I really feel like I saw like the egg and the sperm and the conception. It was just this dark space and I couldn't believe it, that that's how I felt like life started. And I knew I was fortunate to have loving parents who were together until death do they part. My father passed away in 1983 and my mother 2005. And when my father died, I have three brothers and a sister. And I was the one that was at home at the time. And my father taught, let's just say that I knew what I had to do and I would not leave my mother because I'm loyal and I'm loyal. And if I was to marry children, this is a big home and I could definitely have raised a beautiful family here. It did not work out that way, but it worked out the best way it possibly could have. You know, sometimes what we want is not what we get when we want it. And I've learned that through my experience. I'm right off the bat, I was one of five, and I am, because I will always be a compulsive eater. Even though I'm in recovery, I am, always will be a compulsive eater. And that's my humility. That is part of my recovery. Surrendering, accepting, and being willing to admit that I have this chronic disease that will not go away just because I had bariatric surgery on August 17th of this year. Because I needed to accept a help. I've accepted help from my higher power, but I also needed to realize that I needed a counselor. I needed dietitians. I needed to put trust in my doctors and strangers. What you get is not always what you need, but I honestly, it's the word wanted, acceptance, surrender. You know, it all deals with the higher power, the foundation that I was born into. Okay. So I need to accept this and be willing to accept the child that I was. I am not a child anymore. I had to let the inner child that was hurt, the one that had the compulsive eating disorder because of my feelings of not being worthy enough, not accepting what was going on with my body when I was a young girl, because I was a tomboy and I still wanted to play hard in baseball. I mean, I had brothers. I lived in a neighborhood. We stayed out until the streetlights were on and we came home. So we weren't sitting down at a desk. I'll tell you this much, is that when I became, puberty, and I was said to, now you're a young lady now, and this isn't good enough. I was good enough. I love being outside and running and what have you. No, I'm, I didn't need it. I didn't want it. I would have liked to have had it mesh better. It didn't. So I was very scared and frightened what was going on with my body, with the boys and with the girls, my feelings. And,
seven, well, number one, Jane.
Thank you, sweetheart. And what I was going to do. So, therefore, jumping ahead a little bit, I needed to face facts that my experiences in my jobs, in my friends, had a lot to do with what went in my mouth. How did I want to establish a connection? I did not want to. So I'm still pretty much talking about my experience. But the thing is, with the experience of overeating and the behaviors of a younger woman, a younger girl to an adolescence to womanhood, I did find strength in other people who I admire, who did know how to eat correctly. They might not have known how to drink properly and things like that, but they knew how to stay svelte, if you know what I mean, how to stay active, and how to exercise and feel good about themselves, body image wise. That is something I always had an issue with. And for some reason, it was that carrot in front of the horse. I wanted to grasp onto that. I wanted to have that carrot, that strength to keep fighting, yes, there are times I'm perfectly imperfect. I admit that, but I will not give up. I am not that type of a person, nor is my family. I did not give up on myself. My parents didn't give up on me. I did give up on my higher power from time to time, only for him or her or it to knock me, gently nudge me and say, I'm here anytime you're willing to accept me again. It hasn't been a perfect road at all. But the the clarity of mind now that, you know, I have these special foods, trigger foods, these sugars and the carbohydrates and the emotional triggers where someone could say something and hurt me to my core, hurt me to my heart. I'm a very sensitive person. And I need, you know, it's kind of like you've got to peel back. I've heard like something about peeling back the onion. And, you know, peel it back, shed it. And I am beginning to see who I really am, my true heart, my true self, and who I want to be in my corner. And that brings me to a hope that I can accept a power greater than myself. I can admit that I have a power. I can't admit that I am powerless over my food. Certain foods need not apply for me. I do not need to purchase them. I can be around them, but I do not need to pick them up. You know, they will always exist, just like my thinking will always be the way it is. And when I have a thought of a compulsive behavior, I really need to have immediately, and it's a trained reflex now. You know, it's like a muscle memory. I guess I'll say my brain is finally clear and it has a muscle memory that my higher power takes over and thy will be done type of thought process, the pause. How will this affect me? Is it going to make this better for me if I, you know, have that one? The one, it will not make a difference in my life, not at all. The one that will make a difference is my higher power, my acceptance, my surrender, and my willingness to show up at a meeting. This is my hopes. To be able to do service, to welcome the newcomer, to maintain the level of functionality that is attractive, you know, to one person. If someone said to me today, if I can reach one person in this meeting, I have done something well, and I can go along with that because it's not me who is great. It's who I represent. You know, I want to be a reflection of the principles, the steps and the traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, the footsteps. This meeting, these meetings, and many I do go to.
I am number two, Jane.
Number two? That's it? I got another seven? Yeah. Holy Christmas trees. And, you know, and evergreens. You know, that's my way of saying, you know what. But wow. So there's my strength and I did my hope. And I'm just going to say right now is that from clearly almost 11 months ago, my anniversary in my head is November 1st for OA Footsteps. It might have been a little bit earlier or whatever, but, you know, I did want to put a date to it. And I like that date. It's kind of like old. So I think it, in my religion, which is, you know, of my understanding, and, you know, whether it's Confucius, Buddhist, saints, or whatever, it is known as like All Souls Day or something like that. And it's a very magical Day of the Dead, whatever you want to call it. So it's a spiritual date for me, not just a religious, you know, go to, you know, have to do thing. It's something that reminds me of who has come before me. And I'll tell you one thing, I've had many mentors in my life, and without them, I don't think I would be here. Of course, it starts off with my mother and father's, and then we go into school, and then therefore there's a teacher. There's friendships that develop and dissolve. And then again, it's kind of like a miracle of a life's journey. You know, get thrust into clubs, school, that I think I might have mentioned, and then therefore jobs, and how do we interact with one another? Pretty much the way, I'll tell you one thing right now, is that I think OA and how we treat one another is a lot better than how I have treated other people outside of OA before I came into the rooms. I now have, again, the toolbox, the thought, the process of being aware of, again, a power greater than myself. Being, again, aware that it is just, it includes others. I am just one person in this room. And I am so proud to be one person in this room of Holy Mary and and Sally. 64 people. That is amazing. That is huge. In this big world, this is my big little world. And I'm going to end with that. I think I'm very grateful, and I am an honor to speak with this group today. And you know, everyone in front of me is a miracle. If we truly are miracles, so in the best sense of our understanding of a miracle, I'm going to say that what our understanding of a miracle is, we are that today. And I will bring it over to Claire or the next person. So thank you so much.